We're up to Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. We have the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Halach Zayin says, Soto of a city was triangular or has many different ribs sticking out. We square it out, and then we measure outside the square 2,000 times every direction. When he squares it out based on the corners of the world. So every direction it should be off the corner from the four sides of the world, and it's mechuvin towards the corners of the world. Shechnach Rechayim Simon Shin Tzadi Ches Siv Gimel. Excuse me. When he squares out the world, he squares it based on the square of the world, so it should be every direction towards the directions of the world, and mechuvin towards them. We have a Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, which the Rambam says, Der Cheshbon Tkuf is as follows. You should know there are many machzorim, complete machzorim, from the Tzira till machzor that you want. And take every machzor from them 1 hour, and 485 halakim, and gather all the halakim, the hours into days, and you'll take away 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 halakim. And the rest is moisiv to the moilad nisan of the first year from the mazer. So it comes out, you know exactly which hour and which day of the month will be the kufas nisan of that year and that mazer. And from there you count 91 days, 7 hours, 7.5 hours to every tkufa. If you want to know tkufas nisan of this year, which is shnas kachal kach in the mazer that you stand, take all the mazerim mashleim, add an hour and 485 to every mazer, and the all complete years that you completed to the mazer, 10 days, and then 21 hours and 240 chalakim to each year. Gather them all together and take away 7 and divide it by 7 and 9 hours and 624 chalakim. And the rest, you throw them to the Mukhachim and the Chodesh Levana, which is 29 days, 12 hours and 793 chalakim. And the rest, what's left over, less than the Chodesh Levana, you voice it on the Nisan of that year. And you know that the Zman of Tkufas Nisan of that year, what day of the month it is and what hour. Tkufas Nisan, according to this Cheshbon, is never either in the beginning of the night, or in the middle of the night, or in the beginning of the day, or in the half a day. Tkufas Tamuz will always be either 7.5 hours, or 1.5 hours, whether it's by day or by night. Tkufas Tishrei will always be either 9th hour, or 3 hours, day or night. Tkufas Tevez will always be either 10 hours, 10.5 hours, or 4.5 hours, whether it's by day or by night. If you want to know which day of the week, which hour will be the Tkufa, take complete years that pass from your child, see the till the year you want, throw all of them together to 28 by 28, and the rest is less than 28. Take to every year and year, add a day and 6 hours, gather all together, add 3, put 7 to each one, and what's left over the hours of the days, you start counting from the beginning of the night, Sunday night. Whatever reaches the Cheshbon, that's the Tkufas Nisan. Why do we add 3? Because Tkufas Shoina of the Shas Yetzirah was the beginning of Lerevi, so you always start on Tuesday night. The Rambam, Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Tes Halach Bei, says, whoever says 365 days and a quarter days will be left over from every month in 19 years, 1 hour and 485 halakim, as we said. And we want between one tkufa and another tkufa, 91 days, 7 hours and a half hours. 7.5 hours. And we know one tkufa, which day it is, which hour it is, you can count from it the tkufa, the second one afterwards, and from the second to the third, forever and ever. Now after the Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, the Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Halacha Vav says, a city that's long or squared, since it has four corners equal, we'll leave them as is, and we'll measure 2,000 times every direction from all four sides. If it was round, you make them corners, and we see it as if it's inside a square. And we measure outside of whatever ribs are sticking out, square, 2,000 times every direction, so he gains the corners. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Halacha Zayin says, so too if the city was triangular, or has many ribs, you square it out, and then you measure outside the square 2,000 amos to every direction, and when you count, squares it out, the ribu is shalom, so it should be, each side should be pulled towards the ruach of the direction of the world, and mechuvim towards it. Arachayim Sim Shin Tzadik Tes Sefiut says, you make the tchuma like a square tablet, meaning you measure up the kalor chir al-mizrach al-payim amat l'chutz v'chein l'tzafim, and then we see as if there was a tavlum rabas in the corner to fill it up. So the tchum is in the corner 2,000, and the chsoinen is 2,800. But he shouldn't measure from the middle of the keren 2,000 amos, because then he loses the sides, the A square of the B square of the right triangle. Because if he's mafsa the 800 of the corner, it should not be the tchum connected to the city, it has to be 1,828. The last Rambam, Hilchos Shmita B'Yevil, Perek Yud Gimel, Alachaves, the last halacha of this daf, the Migrash of the cities, we explain in the Torah, which is 3,000 amos in every direction from the wall of the city and outwards. It says, B'Kir Chutzah Elef HaMasav, 1,000. And later on it says, B'Des V'Chutzah Espas Kedem, Alpayim Ba'amah. The first 1,000 is a Migrash, and 2,000 they measure outside the Migrash is Sod HaSukram, and that's how you measure the Tchum Shabbos. That's why we learned it out in our Gemara, Daf Nun of Amid Beis. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Nun Vav.